Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. For pensions, protection, savings and investments. At Zurich, we deal in peace of mind.
Tweet at Drive Time RTE.
A new report launched today reveals how important community support is for older people, showing a clear reduction in healthcare use and improved quality of life. The research from Alone, which is a national organisation that enables older people to age at home, highlights how their services are transforming the experience of ageing in Ireland. And we're joined now by Dr. Aileen O'Reilly, who's Head of Research Evaluation and Policy for Alone. And Aileen, thank you for coming in to us. We were just saying just during the break there, this makes sense, doesn't it?
Absolutely.
That you, when you have community supports, that just is good all around for older people.
Yeah, it absolutely does. I think it aligns with that thought. But oftentimes decisions about funding services and policy are made based on evidence, and the evidence for this kind of service is actually really rare. A couple of years ago, we had a student who came in, worked with us for the summer, and we asked them to look at the research and see what was out there about services like ours across the world, and they found very little. So I think that is why this report today is so important for us, but also for the way that we think about supporting older people in our communities.
Okay, because you finally now managed to measure the difference that it makes, community support. Can you explain to me, how do you measure the improvements in quality of life and personal capability for people using your services?
Yeah, so we had a couple of different elements in this project, but at its core, we had a group of 273 people who answered a couple of questionnaires for us. They were administered or sent out, or they were administered by telephone, actually, in this case, by a trained member of our team or a volunteer. So those questions pertain to loneliness. We asked them about their quality of life and their capability, which is really the freedom or your ability to live the life you truly value. And also then, as you mentioned, questions about their use of healthcare services in the acute system, so hospital services and their community services. And those older people answered those questions again 3 months later and 3 months after that. So 6 months into receiving support from Alone Services.
Okay, and what did you find?
Well, we found reductions in levels of loneliness. We found improvements in their quality of life and in their personal capability, and especially for the older people who were receiving our telephone or visitation support and befriending. And what we do in those services is we, in the case of the visitation support and befriending, match an older person with a volunteer who visits them about once a week. They provide companionship, but they also provide practical support. So, you know, they might take out the bins, they might help somebody fill in a form online, etc., bring them their shopping. And with a telephone support and befriending service, that they'll get a call from a volunteer, and that could be could be as frequent as once a day to less often, so, you know, once or twice a month. So the benefits of receiving the support and the reductions in loneliness, improvements in quality of life were stronger for that group. And then we also found reductions in the group of older people who took part, reductions in their use of A&E and in other community services, including GP services.
And why is that, do you think? I mean, is it that... Why is that? I'm not even going to speculate. Do you know why?
Yeah, well, it's backed up or supplemented by some of the stories that the older people, that volunteers and that staff told us. And we have a national network of staff who work right across the country, and several thousand volunteers. And in Alone, we talk about the volunteers as the driving force of our organisation. And what people tell us, it's the companionship. It's knowing that somebody is there that cares about you, that trusted other person often is the companion who'll support somebody to re-engage with their community or engage with healthcare, other healthcare services alongside Alone. And we would work quite closely with other community and statutory agencies across the country as well.
Okay. So then this would suggest, obviously, that this is something that we need more of.
Yeah, absolutely. And we know that we are reaching just under 2% of the older person's population in Ireland, but we estimate the level of need to be about 7%. So certainly for us, there's a lot of learning internally about how we deliver our services and how we can support our volunteers. But we do believe we need more investment in, you know, an Alone type service in communities, but also alongside that, other community services. So, for example, Meals on Wheels, daycare services, GPs, etc., home support, which I know we're due to get a statutory home support scheme later this year, but also we believe we need more funding for home support packages. And it really is that continuum of care, people working in communities alongside each other, that collectively makes a difference.
And it, it's cost effective, not to be crude about it, like, as well as improving the quality of life, which is obviously what you're aiming for of the people that you're working with, from a financial perspective, it's obviously much better for everybody if they're not in acute services.
Yeah, absolutely. I think at its heart, it's what people want as well. You know, most people want to stay at home or, you know, as close to home as they can, and they want to stay connected to their communities. And it is better for people as well. Mm. We know that if people, older people, go into hospital, that outcomes can be worse. Yeah. So it does. It makes sense. And in the report, we do find cost savings by investing in this type of community care.
I'm just going to go back for a second to this idea that having that sort of, as you say, the telephone support service and the befriending service can actually lead to a reduction in people going into A&E. I mean, is it that you're less likely to have a fall? Is it that loneliness is literally bad for your health? Because I know there's research around that. Yeah. You know, are there examples as to how it has avoided A&E?
Yeah, there's a combination of things, I would say. But you're right, absolutely. Loneliness, we know, is strongly linked to physical health difficulties, to mental health difficulties, and to mortality. And in Alone, we've called for a national action plan on loneliness. We believe it should be a government priority, and it is in a lot of other countries. But alongside that, our support coordinators, so the Alone staff, often work with older people in making sure that the challenges they might experience in their home are addressed. And that could be something that prevents falls, or it might be helping them access another primary care or community service, which, you know, keeps them out of hospital.
So you have a touch point, and that touch point then realises, oh, you might need a bit of help with this, or you might need a bit of help with that. And that's avoiding situations where people end up in hospital.
Yeah. And our volunteers and staff, I think that that's a really key part of what they do. And the volunteers, for example, you know, if you're visiting somebody once a week, you might pick up on something. It might not be the reason why somebody engaged with the service, but they have a mechanism then through which they can link back in with an Alone staff member, support coordinator, to provide that support to the older person.
So finally then, you've made a very good case, Aileen, for why we should see more of these services. What are the biggest challenges in scaling the services up? I mean, is it about funding? Is it about people? I know, as you say, volunteer-based, so that's, you know, there's challenges there as well.
We have a lot of good policies, I think, written in Ireland in terms of how we could provide this kind of care. And oftentimes, though, the challenge is implementation and the challenge is funding. So I think we really do need to look at that. It Alone, and supported by others, we believe that a commissioner for older people is warranted, and that would be a senior public official, independent of any political party, who could coordinate cross government departments' efforts to support older people. They can oversee implementation of national strategies and action plans for this kind of care. So I think that would go a long way in addressing what you've mentioned.
Okay, well, very interesting to speak to you, and thank you so much for coming in to us this evening. And that is Dr. Aileen O'Reilly, who's Head of Research, Evaluation and Policy for Alone. And very interested to hear from listeners in this to 51551 as well, if you have experience with Alone services or just the thought of having that touch point and what a difference that might make to an older person's health and well-being. As I say, 51551 is the text number.